Hello friends, let's begin studying this subject of advertising account planning. Indeed a very interesting subject. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this entire course syllabus. So we begin today with chapter 1, which is on introduction to account planning. Essentially, yes, we would like to understand the summary of the whole subject. So we begin with understanding what is the meaning of account planning. So here we will make an effort to understand first of all the entire world of account planning, account planner, who that person is, what does he do. So we will start understanding the world of account planning. We will get the insights about how this entire concept has evolved. It was not there earlier. We'll define what is account planning. Then we get into understanding functional aspects, understanding various planning activities, etc., how this planning has to be in tune with today's world, web world and the digital world, etc., and then how it is shaping it up post-pandemic. So with that as a goal, we begin understanding first about how the scene is changing. So we'll first understand about how the advertising world was before 1960. So if I had to give you an idea, advertising world was, in early days, though out here it is mentioned research driven, but it, okay, there was not a very scientific this thing base as such, but this was an era where manufacturing and all started really happening after the invention of steam engines and machines and looms, etc. That's an era where many people have come in, and therefore each one wanted to really be developing a product which is acceptable, and that's where that understanding of the consumer as such started. So the focus shifted in, instead of mass marketing, let's understand what consumer needs, let's produce what consumer needs. So what used to happen, a lot of time that has gone into research, and the research became a base of creating the creativity. So advertising has to be effective. And to be effective, you need to really understand what is the dilemma, what is the problem, what is that mental state, how does consumer behave. With that as an understanding, if you develop things, it was more communicating. That's where the creative and advertising research role started coming in. To continue with this, it's about research when it was done, and they were trying to introduce the product, a concept called USP. Evolved, unique selling proposition. What it means, what is it in my product, single point, single differentiating point that will stand me out. Okay, I am an automatic iron, or I am an automatic toaster. So that was a single, being automatic was a single unique selling proposition. The detergent which makes the cloth whitest. So those kind of an aspects that started coming in, because they understood that customers are facing a problem of, despite washing with soaps and all, their clothes were looking dull or toast getting burnt. So that's where understanding of the need, and then developing a product which is unique. And that understanding around this USP, advertising started working. However, emphasis was less on creativity. This is one representative example that I have tried giving you. No rubbing, no boiling, time saving. So that was a unique selling proposition that this particular product is offering. So the role that was happening was interact with the client and look out for what is there in the market that is happening. So there was a link needed, who will do this function. That's what a first time the need started coming in. Now other role, advertising agency wants people to buy advertising media, so that's where the media buying comes, and then comes the development of the creativity. So this is how the started shaping of the advertising agency framework started happening. After the World War II, what has happened is the consumer habits and market scenario had a great effect on the advertising. World War II really changed people's perception towards life, and as a result, their buying criteria, their behavior started changing. At the same time, newer technologies, newer industries have started coming in. It was much beyond mere textile and those kind of things. So what used to happen, society was evolving. even women started working. Otherwise, it was only male only can work scenario. Now the women started working. So you require a product to suit them. So like here, the cosmetics and all the dress materials, etc. Market was able to increase supply. Now because mechanization, productionization has happened, mass productionization was already in place. So their scaling up the production was not a challenge. Okay. And this was the rise of fast moving consumer goods company, FMCG. You see that wafers coming in your house, you see the salts coming in your house, you see the Annapurna Atas coming in your house. They are known as the fast moving consumer goods, dental, toothpaste, etc. They get consumed every day. So once it is over, you have to, of course, have that item again. So that's what. So that is a stage where a need was again felt that beyond USP, there has to be something. People should, before even USP is remembered, people should remember something else. That is, the concept of the brand started coming in. If the brand is understood, the whole message gets delivered easily. That's the learning which FMCG company started realizing, and that's where they started focusing, and they realized that this is better done in-house. So they started the concept of in-house advertising. So they have their own functions required to do the research, collect the insights, and then get into creativity and releasing, etc., which is not a case nowadays, but this is how it started. So, hence the dependency of the client on the advertising agency started reducing. In that era, slowly the other companies also realized that it is better to have things in-house. And that's where the agency started more or less losing out. So, this trend continued for quite some time. Okay. And agency as a whole started getting the pinch of it. So, they started losing the customer base advertising agency now needed. So what has happened? The advertising agency, when started looking back, they realized that they need to now create an interface which could understand, one hand, his role is to understand the challenges of the client, the second hand, understand market dynamics. From there, he has to find out the opportunity, not only for the product development, but product development, you can say, is a client responsibility. He has to find out where consumer is getting hit, what is paining consumer, what kind of solution is consumer looking at it. So when you develop a detergent, the surf detergent, what's the guy has to tell the creative team whether it is whitest wash which is important or whether it's the fastest wash which is important. So likewise, this is a guy who has to understand those signals, and that's where he has to deal with the research team. After the research team comes in, this person has to sit with the creative team. So this need has started emerging, and this need has set the tone for what you call account planning. And that's where this gap and the need for somebody at the agency level. Agency now wanted to go and market themselves. And at agency level, they then evolved this function called account planning. Everyone, of course, however, had their own viewpoints. We will be taking, say, like this three, essentially two prominent cases, BMP, which is Boss Missy Polit Agency, and then J. Walter Thompson, which is again even today's world's largest advertising body. Thus, planning is widely considered to have evolved in the UK. Means that's the culture which started out there. This conceptual cultural change of advertising agency playing a vital role, creating an interface, that has started happening there, and they got into the structured way of creating an advertising communication. So this is that first, this thing that we are going to learn is about the BMP approach. This approach is nothing but an approach towards onset of account planner, but each one looks at it differently. This gentleman, he believed that when he founded this, there were three people who came together, Bosse, Gabby Massini, and Stanley Pollitt. They came together, they formed this advertising agency. Their aim was to demonstrate that advertising as an agency, or we as an agency, whatever we produce as an advertisement, we are accountable and we are effective. Now, how do you do that? And that's where what came in was, they introduced the concept of that we own the responsibility of doing an effective field research, creating this into the insights and then developing a advertising for you, and that will be more effective, and that's where we stand accountable. So that's how he has, they put it. Parallelly, at that point of time, same time, the Stephen King too thought that agency needed a reorganization. Agency needed that interface. So this is JWT approach, J. Walter Thompson. Dissatisfied. He as an agency, he was already in the agency. He was very dissatisfied with the, like a client interface missing as a result. Both their media, marketing, creative department, etc. were not really able to capture the wow or the awe of the client so that they start depending on them. That was not happening. And that's where he again created consumer research insight-based approach to advertisement development. Account planning is a simple and systematic approach to working out a strategy for advertising and measuring its effect. So he brought in that there has to be a systematic approach, the process driving. He believed in more of a process, and he then said the strategy based on that will help you to measure the effects also. The main tool in Stephen's concept was the planning, the process. So that is a difference between JWT approach and earlier the approach, BMP approach. Okay. This new department was thus a team of a 3 person managing each of the account planning core function. Account director provides perspective to the client and client marketing strategy. He is a one who is a senior most and a face of the agency with the client side. So he works and sits and breathes with the marketing department where he gets into the strategic understanding, strategic approach. He has to first imbibe, he has to understand entire marketing approach of clients, what strategy tactics they have in mind. There comes the next one is a creative who has to translate whatever that is a client wants to communicate creatively. And but however to do this, there has to be cues available. This cues and this thing actually will come from the research, and that research, this thing is also been taken up by the same planner. So he also looks after doing the research. So research insights convert into creativity. Creativity has to align with the marketing objective. That's where JMT approach started working for them. So once again, if I had to give you an idea, both BMP approach was right in its own way, JWT approach is right in its own way, but we need to understand that BMP approach was more person driven. Everything was banked on one person, while JWT approach was more process driven, structured in nature. Both approaches finally led to, of course, both needed a restructuring of the advertising agency. And there, that's where the media planning, research, marketing department, creative, functional, separation, etc. started happening. Account planner is a common link. So he is like your interface vis-a-vis the client and the agency on the other hand. And he therefore has to shoulder not only strategic, market research, creative. So this one person not only plays the entire front-ending with the client on all this front, but he is also comes to the agency and plays the, again a supportive role with his all his departments. So to conclude, BMT and JWT both realize the importance of planning. So here in both cases, essentially, what we are trying to teach you is that the gap which agency was suffering due to which, you know, they realize there has to be something which is this interface called account planner. Here what you can see is a very factual understanding of this graph, which is self-explanatory, and it gives you that perspective very well. How the foothold started growing about the account planner. So we earlier understood the 60s, and then this is like 80s which is starting. Now this function was properly recognized. Account Planning Association was formed. The gentleman has previously worked at BMP, moved to the US and joined another agency. So this the agency started really roping in account planners. So in 80s, this agency became the first agency in the US to adopt the concept of an account planning department formally. Okay, and in a few years time, almost all advertising agencies had this account planning function at their agency. So friends, let's take some quick look at this. Why I said quick look is because my final intention in this chapter is to really expose you to the account planning function. What we are learning is skinning that concept. So this, as per me, is moderate importance. Various recognitions have then come in for them. The APEC FE Award, this is an award by this particular body called Confederation of Asian Advertising Associations, CAAAA, and they recognize what they say is the best communications works. And so they saw the communication as a whole. Another one, which is IPA Effectiveness Award, which is still running today, and they were there for effectiveness. So they really see the result and outcome also. So this is by the Institute of Practitioners of Advertising. Way back in 80s it came in, but I know that they even work today. 4 A's, J. Chiat Award. This is American Association of Advertising Agency. This award was constituted to recognize the best strategic thinkers. So account and account planning and all also is a wholesome strategic functions. So they recognize that. Webby Award, that's a time when internet boom was happening, and there was no award which recognized that. So this award really recognized the internet-based success stories. And so those who created that success story, AVA Awards, that is administered by the Association of Marketing and Communications Professionals. This was designed to recognize the digital sector. Okay, it is even holding today very well. Shorty Awards. So this is an ad agency and brands that specialize in social media. So web media, the digital, then comes the social media. So this recognizing the agencies who worked and did a marvelous work on the social media front. So they are offered in varieties of categories. So likewise, the various other, this thing also which I told you, there are various categories to it. So we'll now take a look at some of the definitions. So what I request, you read the definitions. I will try to just simply explain. The first definition, which says the voice of the consumer. So they bring voice of the consumer. As I told you, remember, they are the one who is to understand the marketing dynamics. And this voice there to translate into communication requirement, which is what is the core fertilizer for the creative mind. The second one is account planner speaks with the voice of the 1,000 consumers. So here also nothing but differently put in. Account planner has done a research for which he has to meet so many consumers first hand. So he represents the voice of the consumer. The third one, we'll find the statistics. We'll find the statistics then, rather than simply deliver the date, interpret what the numbers mean. So here, slightly complicated this thing. It is a outcome of the research based. So this particular definition says various research culminates into the data analysis, numbers. How the number, that meaning out of the number has to be translated into advertising, that role this guy plays by working with various departments within the agency. Conceptually, account planning emphasizes the importance of the target consumers. So conceptually, so they are the voice of the consumer, earlier said. Here, marketing perspective was coming in, which is a target consumer. You can't go and meet any and everybody. So you need to know the target consumer, understanding them, finding agencies, advertising strategy that will best fulfill. So advertising strategies are various as to not only the creative, the message, what positioning you will try to play with, etc. So there are emotional appeal, there are rational appeal, so humor, what is it? So entire those perspective, this guy has to kind of pull in, which has to align finally. They have to keep the advertising objective in mind. So objective is to have more sale or more lead generation. What is it? And this is done to trigger the behavioral response. Behavioral response is something that you expect customers to do, call to action kind of a thing, or it's a promotion that you want customers to quickly go and run for this, taking the sale promotion, you know, that you declared, etc. That's the behavioral response. And evaluating the advertising developed by pre-post testing. So this is what is a very comprehensive definition by Stavely. So he starts with emphasizing target audience, then he says, you know, you have to kind of really get the strategies in place based on the voice of the customers, which has to be aligned with the objective, then the trigger behavioral response, and then get into the evaluation, even pre-advertising and post-advertising. There are a few more. Quickly, the secret of Peering into the future depends on the deepest possible understanding of the consumer as people. Again, it's like what lies in the mind of the consumer, what actually latent need, something which they are not able to express, but you bring it out. So that is what, this is the definition by R. Silver. Now, if I had to give you a simple example, women were doing the breads even before the toaster. And they were doing on tawa, put in the vati, press it, and you know, make the, put some ghee, butter, and make it. But that they couldn't express that they need a toaster, but somebody understood. So that's what latent need. The account planner's role is to think as the consumer thinks. Very important. Thus giving a face of pilers of demographic and psychographic research. So account planner has to get into the minds of the consumer. That is what it means. And for doing that, he requires research as his base. So we understood various definitions of account planning. Now, why do you need account planning? Okay, so why do you need account planning? First, when client wants to improve its communication strategy and ask the agency to enhance advertising content. So now client just expresses his either need or displeasure if something is, campaign is running but not yielding the results. So this is the first stage. When an advertisement needs to be backed up by sufficient consumer insights to be successful and consumer understanding by the agency becomes a necessity. When client insists on developing something which has a base of the consumer insight, that means research is unavoidable. You just can't do it otherwise. So that's when the account planning is needed. Consumer requirements and behavior change at regular interval, and the agency needs to keep a tab on it. This is very important. What you do today, tomorrow, day after is not going to be valid, especially now in this new age era. So account planner has to be always on the toes, wherein he has a, you know, well aligned mechanism which continuously evolves what is changing at the end of the consumer. So main role of account planner. So we will now get into understanding the main role. What does account planner do? Say the life of a account planner. First of all, extensive interaction with the target audience digs out insight. So he has to collect insights. What is it that the consumer wants? Where is he facing a problem? What is needed by him? What is there in this product that satisfies his need? Because even concept testing of the products are done. You know, so everything is a customer interaction based insights, which he translates into the agency brief for the creative. Second, a trained researcher who is responsible for bringing the whole consumer perspective. So he's a one who is a voice of the consumer. One of the definition, if you see, he has to represent the voice and he has to translate that, all the research finding, but he cannot just go and dump that report onto the creative. He has to call out a meaning out of it. The third is to support the creative team throughout the process. So now the creative team throughout the process, right from his brief to the creative based on the insights, his understanding of the client need, then representing it to the client. Client may come out with the change. At all these changes, he has to play that buffer. So that's what critical, to develop a communication strategy and write a creative brief. So that's finally culminates into account planner being able to do this, and this leads to the successful campaign development. This is not the end of it. Another way to look at is that make the advertising to have a better target, better research, deeper insight, newer propositions and more relevant message. So he has to continuously strive. So if you remember recent advertisements, thank you advertisements by Cadbury, Milkman, Driver. Now why this? You know, your other advertisement, Kuch Meetha Ho Jai, is working. But this person has to constantly think newer way to engage with the same target customer. How he can give a different meaning, different reason to gift Cadbury. Earlier, Kuch Meetha Ho Jai was for the self-consumption. Now he is promoting gifting. So that's what. Advertisements to be created with the better consumer understanding. Here again, it goes into the insights. And then the third, to work and message the right consumer target groups, the right motivation. So consumer understanding also requires motivation. You have to understand what motivates, the trigger. which will be a motive for your product to be accepted. That is what also he has to find out. All this culminates into work and manage the right consumer target group. So he is understanding of the target group, right innovation for the consumers to buy. He has to find out different ways to tickle that, what you call that, stimuli. He has to give that reason to the consumer, the right message. So this has to convert into the messaging strategy. So that's what he does. And again, that leads to the successful advertisement campaign and successful digital ad campaign. So here the emphasis on the digital, this thing. So in short, if I have to represent the main role, it stands out, discover and define the advertising. So why the consumer, why this client wants to do the advertising? So he has to bring out that whole aspect for which he has to understand the challenges, the situations the client is in, prepare directional creative brief. So now he has to develop a brief for which we saw that he has to do the entire research, etc. So after that, uses diagnostic research to establish a dialogue between the creative team and the consumer. So what he does, Janne, so maybe you can read like this: first, second, third, fourth. This one comes after the advertising, this thing, discovering the defining advertising. He gets into the understanding the consumer, understand their insights, post which he develops the creative brief and then track the campaign output and results. So after the creative brief, also there is an interim phase, but that is a pre-tasting of the advertisement. But finally, his core responsibility is monitor whether advertisement was successful or not. So after we understood the main role, now let's understand some of the tertiary roles. They are, though the word tertiary is not right, but they are equally important. First is the communication. So now he's a person, account planner is a person who has to constantly be in touch with the marketing department, understand their challenges, understand the market situations, understand what are the marketing objectives. Then he has to come back, plan his various understanding, how will he go to the market to understand the customer. So he gets into that entire research, document design, etc., for which again he has to be in touch with the client. And not only that, either creative development, media releases, various sources. Communication is a very vital role. Research, as I said, is the foundation. Remember how the evolution has happened, where research became a foundation of this interface. So he has to get into understanding a relevant perspective after the client defines him either his marketing problem or client gives him the marketing objective understanding for which he is communicating. Various aspects he has to see, that what research is required, how to carry out research methodology, etc., and bring out that analysis for the creative team and the client. The third is the product research, wherein essentially after all this understanding that client also has acquired, he has developed the product. Now this person's role is to now determine, figure out what is that unique selling proposition, what is that one thing that will differentiate them from the rest. So he gets into that understanding and then analysis, analyzing and interpreting the customer response. So here it's an effectiveness measurement. So he becomes owner, he is a custodian of the effectiveness of the advertisement. So he gets into understanding how was the response, whether good, bad, ugly. So those areas. Let's understand some of the benefits that the account planner brings for the marketeer, that is the organization which is, that he is serving. Creative advertisement. Now account planner, because of his proximity to the research tool and his ability to visualize, or they're able to do the constant research by implementing a research methodology which continuously gives him the feedback, the changing trends, etc., he is able to have the newer perspective. I gave you that example of Cadbury. Kuch Meetha Ho Jaye is doing well, but the thank you advertisement has really given a reason for people to give the gift. Okay, so that's what the role of a creative advertisement, he brings that perspective. So it become very creative, effective advertisement. Understanding the consumer, that is what is a foundation. If he is able to really translate that, the ad becomes effective. If that translation is understood by creative, he is able to really validate that and then allow its release, effectiveness will improve. Relevance, again, what you communicate has to have a not particular point-based relevance. it has to build upon. Brand awareness has to go. Brand preferences has to go up. So you do today has to have a relevance for the tomorrow. So he has to be constantly in that alignment. So that's what the role he plays. And then successful advertisement. Account planners are up to date with the consumer insight so that the advertisements are always eye-catching and they bring in the required engagement with the customer. So that's a benefit that the account planner brings for you. That's what account planning function, it has become now a critical part of it. Who is a good account planner? So as a person, what are the characteristics that is supposed to be there? He has to have the passion. Passion to be communication, passion to be creatively minded. He has to have that something in him, is able to put various perspective, translates it into a creativity. He need not be himself a creative guy, but he has to have that ability to express so that he can fire the creative team, inbuilt constant curiosity about the consumer. His undying need to be always in touch, and eyes able to see the change in the consumer's need, etc., through the data, through the personal context, etc. Of course, he has to have a good communication skill because at every point of time, he has to brief, he has to discuss, he has to debate, he has to defend. So he has to have a good communication skill, knack and skill for research interpretation. To do a research, get the findings, but the knack of translating it into a manner that will really be the voice of the consumer, that is what he has to possess. To visualize the great selling point. So that unique selling proposition, remember that I told you, he has to really find that out. And great team worker. He not only deals with various individuals in the marketing department of the organization whom they are serving, but when he comes to the agency, he is also a catalyst with many other department, creative, media planner, social media guy, digital guy. So you see that he has to have a good team working ability. So that's what makes him a good planner.